You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What I wanted to talk to you about right here and now, it's NFL Draft Week. We are less than 2 days away from round one Thursday night. There's a great draft special right here on WIP. It's like a who's who of WIP in terms of football that will break down each and every pick. I think Glenn Mack now is hosting it. Ike Reese is a part of it. Elliot Shore Parks will throw out hot takes that make no sense. And a couple of people in between, those who know. And, when the Eagles, it comes time for them to pick, you'll hear it right here on WIP. And I'll be on with you soon after because the first round takes forever. Howie Roseman will speak after the first round. I'm sure we'll air some of that on the overnight show. But here's the latest in terms of rumors with your Philadelphia Eagles. Here we go. I took a bunch of notes all day long about it because they came up in conversation. Now, Howie Roseman, much like the offseason, is rumored to be in every possible trade. The consensus by the experts, both local and national, is that Howie Roseman is looking to trade up. Ian Rappaport most recently had that he's looking to trade potentially into the top 10. Right now they're at 15 and 19. Into the top 10. But no one exactly knows who they are targeting. And this is where it gets all cloudy. Some believe, well, they're getting a wide receiver. That's why they're moving to the top 10. They want a guarantee. They struck out in veteran wide receivers during the offseason. They want Alabama wide receiver Jameson Williams, who's 6'2", 190 pounds, but he's coming off ACL surgery, which is terrifying to me. And you know the risk when you get a player who's coming off a significant injury like that, especially a wide receiver where they need full burst. There is some who believe they're going after an edge rusher.
Do you believe?
There's two or three of them that are projected to go possibly in the top 10. But the thing is, those are the common sense selections, right? I mean, we know they need a wide receiver. And by the way, they are now, quote, open to the idea of trading Jalen Reagor. Well, wow, that's groundbreaking news right there. Thank you for letting everybody else know that you're open to trading a first-round bust. But the edge rusher and wide receiver, I mean, this entire offseason we've talked about this. Anybody who watches the Eagles has talked about this, their dire need for those two positions among many. But I don't believe a lot of what I'm hearing. You're always going to have misdirection when it comes to the NFL draft. It's part of posturing. You make a number of teams think you're targeting a specific player or position, and that way it's easy if they come to you and they want to orchestrate a trade because they want to get into your spot. You know, it's a way to gain an upper hand over a number of teams. And Howie does love doing that. And I'll give him credit. He's good at that. He's good at finagling on draft day and acquiring more picks in addition to their own. But if you're looking to trade into the top 10, and one and all, whether it's through inside sources or just educated guesses, have said they're trying to trade up. Given Howie's history, if he's trading up a significant amount to go from 15 to even if it's 10, I mean, that's a big jump because it's the first round. So you're giving up not just your 15th pick, you could be giving up a second and a third just to move up a couple spots. I mean, it's a big deal. Knowing his history and the remarks that he has made all offseason, that you don't get to win a Super Bowl by doing, plain Jane moves, being middle of the pack. He, quote, you got to put yourself out there and take a risk. Taking a risk isn't moving up into the top 10 to draft an edge rusher. That's not a risk. That's, okay, well, the top 10 are the consensus. They're, you know, the best odds of panning out. In my opinion, given Howie's history of taking risks at certain positions, a big risk would be moving into the top 10 and drafting a quarterback. And I don't rule that out. It doesn't matter how we feel about Jalen Hurts. We know how they feel. They tried to acquire every veteran quarterback, and none were interested in coming here. But with Howie, remember, he just got an extension. So he's got all the time in the world to attempt to figure this out. And I give Howie, for all of my criticism of Howie, of which I think all of it is justified, there is one aspect of his job in terms of evaluating talent, as crazy as that is, because he thinks he's a football guy, which I don't necessarily agree with. One thing he's been able to target correctly has been the quarterback. Right? I mean, if you look at his history, he knows how he knows value in quarterback. Whether it be being a part of trading up to get Wentz, and whatever you want to say about where Wentz is now, it worked out for a period of time, and that's why we have a Lombardi, to acquiring certain quarterbacks, knowing they will have value in the NFL, and being able to flip some, and some are quality role players, backups. And I'm sure in Howie's eyes, Jalen Hurts, I mean, the NFL is rooting for Jalen Hurts. It's not just Eagles fans who like everything that he brings and hope that he turns into a really good quarterback, despite we know what his shortcomings are. The NFL is rooting for him because he's everything you want in a player. He's accountable. He's a leader. He calls it the way that it is. He praises as much as he criticizes. All those great things that every fan wants. Howie knows this. And if he's able to draft his next quarterback, he'll get value in trading Jalen Hurts. And that's how he's looking at it as a general manager. So maybe in the end they'll have no choice but to take what they need to take, of which there are many positions of need. But when I hear Howie looking to trade up potentially into the top 10, I don't think the common sense positions we know they need. I think he's looking at the risk of him speaking, and that being the quarterback. But we'll find out. We got less than 48 hours. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, the super terrific happy hour. It's 306.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.